Hello, everybody. Can I just say the five words poetry challenge just gave me life. I was just thinking of moving to Dublin so I can get to come here every Monday and, you know, be a part of it. It's just, I wish we can have something like that in Dublin, hopefully very soon. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Paul, for inviting me. And I'm just going to start with a little poem here called All That. Of all that, then trapped a windless dot, the pulse of a fallen cloud, a typhoon's eye peering, awaiting your jump into the trailing, puzzling thing that brought down no frame, and silence, a prowler, tiptoed in, a ghost, a plump, wrinkled, a child, blind and cold. I'm just going to give a little bit of a background for the poem of all that. It's just literally something small I wrote based on the struggle I kind of found. Teenager, kind of with depression and mental illness, and trying to balance work, life, and being a migrant, being brought into the country, and how I kind of struggle with trying to fit in and all of that. So it's just a poem that kind of came out of it. Yeah, and as you might know by now, I am not from here. I am from the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is a big country. It's like half the size of Europe in Central Africa. Yeah, we speak French and we have multiple languages over there. We have Lingala and so when I came here, I didn't speak English, so I kind of had to adapt to everything. The weather, the cold here. When I came here, I was like, no, are you kidding me? Seriously? And I came in the middle of winter. It's like, really, do you really love me or not? But you get used to things. You get used to things when you're a child. You kind of adapt to it. But it's a country that I'm from, the Congo. It's a beautiful country. And I don't think I realized that myself living in the Congo. Sometimes you kind of have to get out of a place to appreciate what's in it, and I never thought about the DOC of the country that it was. And last year, actually 2016, for the very first time I went back after 11 years, and it's just kind of, I was blown away from the culture itself. It's like readapting, being introduced again to the food and the music and everything. It was just mind-blowing, and I appreciate it much more now than I did when I was living there. Having said that, the beauty of the DOC, and I think if you kind of Google the DO Congo, the majority of things that come up are just kind of negative things, and unfortunately it's not a lie. It is a part of what's going on in the DOC, and unfortunately for me, I was born in an era which the Congo was kind of, you know, starting with the war and everything, and I had to kind of witness civil war and all of that. So when I came here, I was asked for the first time to submit something to an anthology that was being published. And the first poem I wrote was based on my experience of being a child and just kind of growing up into war. And it's called A Wanted Visitor. From the park they came, where hideous trees stood for ages like giants dressed in green. Clouds of winged creatures hung above the earth where serpents hissed. We gazed skywards as the cloud flocked and clucked the earth in a garment of darkness, bodies dear to the cold. And when the feet touched the ground, the world became a blank page. A path led to a towering gate held up by walls of solid bricks that bore pencil marks. At five, doors began to fling open. Anxious heads gazed out the windows amidst silence and grief that gripped every home. At dawn, we beheld walls, dust, and blood. We have multicultural stuff, and what I have found from just traveling around Ireland and, you know, attending different festivals and being a part of organizations and volunteering, I have found we don't only have lines between cultures, but sometimes within our own communities, you know, there are lines between us that sometimes we don't realize. And I think one of the main thing was homelessness. So if you're kind of trying to look into this whole situation of the Dublin with the homeless, you just kind of find there is a line between, you know, the people that have shelters and those ones that you see in the street. You don't really see them as being a part of the community itself. And I just kind of realized, me being a migrant trying to fit into Ireland, it's just the same within the Irish community. You have different parts, different people, like the travelers, and they themselves are struggling to kind of fit into the society. And this is where Anopis kind of came from. It's just me just observing what's happening around Dublin. Anopis. O'Connell Street is dark and barred. The chunks, the hunks, the clock tick of the 12 o'clock. They're adding other rails, though the opposite troops still need coats. And they're crammed a pack for the one traffic light left for use. The Alpha looks on. Across a creature granged in a shell. You can't see its eyes, it's too cold to come out. Then rain slips the purse. The crowd moved, a flunk. A migration rehearsal, a gent with otherness wrecks. In him, he's a coast. And last but not least is called Partial. It's just, I know we're kind of going through, you know, this moment of the Me Too, so things aren't looking pretty for men right now. But but I was just kind of thinking about it, you know, when you're trying to appreciate, you're kind of looking at both sides and not just try to be an angry woman and try to see the good in men as well. And especially, it's Father's Day. It's just a little something I wrote. Actually, the poem came from, it was a long time ago, I thought about writing something for Father's. Because I remember being little, it was Mother's Day, and Mother's Day, and I asked my father, Daddy, why is it everything about mothers and mothers and nothing about fathers? And he said, I don't know, maybe one day you can come up with something about fathers. And it's kind of got stuck with me, and I came up with this poem. It's called Partial. It's about men. We forgot. Maybe we never knew they wooed ladies to vows, then marched to Babylon and built temples for gods. Where is the time? The time they brailed by hands, the Herculean hands of all friends. History rendered them atrocious only. They've seen Antarctica's wolves, adored Arthur's fairy floors, bore Abbas's fallen hefts. They have bowed a beast or mothers to sleep. Cock crow, moose scale, zestro rope's eyes, men, blood sons of warriors, tutors of our brothers, revolting for our father's daughters, men. Would Rome stand without men? Men. What the world will be with no men? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.